Okay, tonight's daf is daf Tezayin. So let's take it from the bottom of Tez Vav Amun Beis, four lines up. The Gemara says De Itamar. Gemara had just before it told us there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish whether Hasras Safek is a Hasra or not. If you give a warning and you're not sure if it's going to amount to an Avera or not, result in a Lav, so will that be considered a Hasra or not? Now, any Hasra, you don't know if he's going to react to it. He may not. That's not called Hasra Safek. Hasra Safek is where the further Safek, because we said Machlokas yesterday, Bittul versus Kim. Right? When it comes to an Asse Shenitek, rather, Los Asse Shenitek La Asse, a person does a Lav, so normally he gets Malkus. If he has an Asse, then Asse, if he does the Asse, he could fix it and undo the Malkus. That's what the Klal is. So now, at what point would such a person get Malkus? So according to one opinion is, if he just doesn't do the assay, he refuses to do the assay, then it's just a lav he violated. He has to get the malchus. So that would be hasra safek, is considered a hasra. But if you assume that no, a person doesn't get a lav until he's mevatel, until he makes that the assay is not a possibility for him anymore, that's when there's no longer an assay, then the lav kicks in. That is already a further removed. When a person gives a hasra, that's further removed. It requires a bittel. And then, since that bittul is considered more removed, that's too far away. That's hasra safek. And that's hasra safek. Is that considered a hasra or not a hasra? That's what we mentioned yesterday, or you guys, whoever learned it yesterday. So the Gemara says now, Di'itmar. So this machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether a hasra safek is a hasra, is they're going l'shitasa. Di'itmar, shvu sho'ochal kikar ze hayom. The person says, I'm going to eat a piece of bread today. The over hayom v'lo'achla, the day passes, the sun sets, he doesn't eat it. So he violated the shvuah. He said, I swear I'm going to eat the bread, and he didn't eat it. So he violated the shvuah, he should get malchus. However, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Damri Tarvayu, both of them here say, Ein Oloke, there is no malchus in this case. Why? Rabbi Yochanan, Omer, Ein Oloke, you don't get malchus here, Mishum Dehavi Lav She'ein Bomaisa. It's a non-action. By just sitting there doing nothing, you just sat there, didn't eat, that's a Ein Bomaisa. And we have a Klal, V'chalav She'ein Bomaisa Ein Lokan Alav. That's Rabbi Yochanan's Klal, that's how we pass him. If there's no action, there's no Malkus. So that's why there's no Malkus according to Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish Omer Ein Oloke for a different reason, Mishum Dehavi Hasra Safek, V'chol Hasra Safek Lo Shema Hasra. This is a hasra. You don't know what the action, what the result's going to be, and therefore you do not get malchus in this case. So you see, Reish Lakish is l'shitaso. Reish Lakish holds that a hasra safek is not a hasra, while Rabbi Yochanan thinks it is hasra, and the only reason why there is no malchus is for a different reason, namely lav shim b'maisa ein lokan alav. Now the Gemara says, v'tavayu, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are going in. They're working within aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, within Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The Sane, who's Rabbi Yehuda? The Brisa tells us, "V'losa siru mimenu ad boker." A person's not allowed to leave over any of the carbon overnight till the morning. V'anosu mimenu ad boker. One who leaves it over, the rest of the pasuk is not here in the Gemara, but on the side of the page tells us, "Ba'ish tisrofu." You have to burn it. The ish tisrofu is the assay of burning. So the iser is no start leaving it out, and the burning is fixing that lav. So what does the Brisa tell us? Ba kasu liten assay acher los assay. The Torah gives us an assay after the lav to teach us, Lomar, Shein Lokin Alav, that there is no Malkus, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So within Rabbi Yehuda, who says there's no Malkus, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish argues, what's the reason for this? Okay. So the Gemara explains further. Rabbi Yochanan Daik Hachi, Taima de Bakasav, Halo Bakasav Loka. Rabbi Yochanan says, the reason why the Torah came along and said there's an assay, that's why there's no Malkus, but halo Balkasiv, had there not been any Malkus, you would have been a loke. You would have got Malkus. How could that be? How could there be Malkus if there wasn't an assay? Alma hasra safek shma hasra. Right, the only reason why in the case of Nosar there is no Malkus is because the Torah says burn it. There's an assay that really takes care of the lav. But had there not been the assay of burning it, there would have been a lav with Malkus. How could that be? It's a hasra safek. You warn the guy, don't leave it overnight. You don't know what it's going to be. You warned him in the morning, and the hours passed, and more, and then finally the morning came, and he left it out. That's a hasra safek. You didn't know the aveira, when the aveira is disconnected from the hasra by some level of time, that's hasra safek. Still, nonetheless, the Torah said, you're supposed to get malchus, had it not been for the assay of burning it. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's proof that Hasra Safek is considered a Hasra. But Reish Lakish Dai Kachi, he learns the other way around. Time with the Baal Kosuv, only because the Pasuk has the Asay, that's why there's no Malkos. Ha lo Baal Kosuv Loke. Had there not been the Pasuk, you would get Malkos for leaving Nosar out. Why? Alma Lav Shema Maisa Lokalav. It's not an action. You just sit there and let the time pass, and the Nosar just sits there, that's a Lav Shema Maisa, you would have got Malkos. So Reish Lakish learns differently that we see from here that Alav Shema Maisa Lokalav. So Gemara says, why don't they learn like each other though? Why is Rabbi Yochanan learning his Joshua and not Reish Lakish's Joshua? And why is Reish Lakish learning his reason and not Rabbi Yochanan's reason? So the Gemara explains, Reish Lakish Nami Havad Hasra Safik. How can Reish Lakish allow there to be Malkus? Let's say Reish Lakish holds Lav Shein Bamaisa Lokanalav. Fine. But still Hasra Safik. You warn the guy in the morning of before, you know, the first morning, and then 24 hours pass until there's actually a violation. That's Hasra Safik. So we see clearly that Hasra Safik is a Hasra. How could Reish Lakish argue on that? So the Gemara says no. Savar Laki Idach Tana de Rabbi Yehuda. Reish Lakish holds like another Tana, another Rabbi Yehuda, the Sanya that the Braita tells us. Hakezeh v'chazer v'hakezeh. You hit this guy, then you hit him again. Kilozeh v'chazer v'kilozeh. You curse him again. Hakezeh shneim v'basachas. Or you hit them both at the same time. Oh, kiloshneim v'basachas. Or you curse them both at the same time. Chayv. What's going on here? So look at Rashi. You see Rashi around 10 narrow lines down. Hakezeh v'chuleh. Mi shegirish is ishto v'niseis. Person divorces his wife, and then she gets married to somebody else. The yalda saf yalda, and she gives birth. She doesn't wait the 3 month period like she's supposed to. She has to wait 3 months before getting married to a new husband, because then you don't know who the father of the child is. But anyway, she gets married and pregnant within the first 3 months. The yalda, she gets birth. Safek ben tisha lirishon, safek ben shiva l'achron. We don't know if it's 9 months from her previous husband or 7 months from her second husband. Hakadzeh v'chazav hakadzeh b'shtei asraos. Havlei kol chada hasra safek. So the hakka is going on what? You hit the woman for getting married?
The two fathers.
The child.
Yeah.
We don't know which one's the right father. So he hits Reuven and then he hits Shimon. Now, they're both a safek, but then if he hit both of them, so Yivadai, he hit his father, one of them, it was his father. So he hits them one after the next, which is the nitzah deraisa, tchiyachai misa, to hit a father. It's tchiyachai misa for a son to curse the father. So he hits them one after the next. He cursed them one after the next. He hits them both at the same time, cursed them both at the same time. In any scenario, according to the Tanakhama, you get Chiyuv Misa. But comes along with Yehuda Omer, Bivasachas Chayiv, only if you hit them at the same time, then there's Chayiv, but Bizachar Zeh Pater, you're Pater. Why you Pater? Because it's a Suffolk. Each time, when he says, don't hit him, he's your father. Well, maybe he's your father. And don't hit him because maybe he's your father. That's Hasra Safek. So Yehuda holds Hasra Safek Lav Shmei Hasra. That's where Reish Lakish gets his reasoning of Hasra Safek Lav Shmei Hasra. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Nami Havadai Lav Shein Bomaisa. Who? He holds that it's a Lav Shein Bomaisa. So therefore what? So Rabbi Yochanan learned from Rabbi Yehuda by Nosar. The only reason why you get no Malkus by Nosar is because the assay of burning it. Had not been for the assay of burning it, there would be Malkus. And he concluded from there, it's a Hasra Safek, must be Hasra Safek, Shmei Hasra. But isn't it also a Lav Shein B'Maisa? Leaving it out overnight, it's Ein B'Maisa. So that's another reason why there shouldn't be Malkus. So how does he get around that? Rabbi Yochanan Nami Havadei Lav Shein B'Maisa Hu. Gemara says, "Hu savar lo ki ha damar Rav Idi bar Avin amar Rav Aman amar Rav Yitzchak amar Rav Yochanan, probably Mishmei Rav Yehuda or something. Omer Mishum Rav Yosef Glili kolo sasei shvetora lav sheish b'maisa loknalav lav shein b'maisa ain loknalav." So that's the klal right now. If there's a maisa, there's malkos. If there's no maisa, there's no malkos. Chutz, with the exception of Hamina Nishba Umeimar Amakal es Chavero Bishem. There are three exceptions, all of which have a Dibor attached to it, where even though there is no Maisa, we still say it results in Malkus. What are the three exceptions? Shavua, which is our concern, one of the earlier discussion. Meimar, which is Tamura, when a person tries to transfer Kedusha from one animal, from carbon to another animal. And Hamakalel, It's chaver, a person who curses his friend, b'shem. So we see from all this, that explains the shvuah case below. It doesn't explain the case of the nosar, though. And this explains why the previous discussion we started off with the shvuah, that there's going to be malchus, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rather, there should be malchus, but there's not because of Hasra Safek for a technical reason, but there should have been malchus, so because shvuah is one of the exceptions. This doesn't explain the whole nosar business. I'm not sure if the Gemara is trying to explain that right now, though. Either way, the Gemara says, Kasher Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda. There is a steer on Rabbi Yehuda. What's the steer in Rabbi Yehuda's opinions? What's the steer? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, well, let's look at the Gemara first, rather. Il Reish Lakish Trey Tanaya Libra Rabbi Yehuda. Il Rabbi Yochanan Lo Kasher Ha Didei Ha Dirabe. So what's this question here? So it says Rashi, look at Rashi, Kasher Rabbi Yehuda Ad Rabbi Yehuda. They're Tevayu. There's a question according to both opinions on Rabbi Yehuda's understanding. Why is there a Kasher here? Rabbi Yeshua the Kasher Le Asra Safek Trey Tanaya Libra Rabbi Yehuda. Because above, Reish Lakish understood Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Nosar. It's a little confusing. You'll go back up to the top right here by Nosar. The Machlokes was within the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who said that there is no Malkos for Nosar. And Reish Lakish says there are no Malkos for Nosar because it's Lav Shein Mamait, rather a Hasra Safek Lo Shmei Hasra, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But then we just saw down here, we said he understood that there is a Hasra. Safek Hasra is called a Hasra. Right, that was the question. And we end up answering, you're right, there's a Machlokas Tanaim, what Rabbi Yehuda held. That's how Reish Lakish gets out of this. And then according to Rabbi Yochanan, the steer is, he holds above that Lashim Mamaisa, you do get Malkus on, that was what he said above. But down here he held Lashim Mamaisa ain't Lokan Alav. Again, so too, that's also a steer. And the way Rabbi Yochanan answers the question is, one is Rabbi Yehuda himself, that's above when we quote Rabbi Yehuda, and down here, by the case of the clouds, Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Galili, but he himself doesn't hold that way. So that's how the Gemara deals with these two steers. Everyone's with me? A little confusing. This is a confusing part of Makos. Okay. Gemara says now, last narrow line, Tanan, Hasam. The Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah appears at the end of Maseches Chulin, Hanotel Aim al Habanim. There's a mitzvah Shulach HaKan, right? That if you want to take the eggs or take the little birds, you have to send away the mother bird, and then you take the eggs or the little chicks. So let's say a person takes while the mother is there. Take the mother, it's an Issa Deraisa. Shabbi Huda Omer Loke, you get Malkus, Veinu Mishalech, and by you sending off the mother bird doesn't help. You already violated the Isser. And what's the Pasuk? I'm trying to get the Pasuk in the side here. Doesn't quote the Pasuk here. Okay. Either way, there's a lav and there's an asay. Right. Okay. Fine. Shkoyach, thank you. So you can't take the mother when the children when the mother's there, and if you do shalach to shalach, you're supposed to send off the mother bird. So once you already take it and the mother's there, there's a lav and you can't fix it. Being meshalach doesn't help according to Rabbi Yehuda. The chachamim omrim, they say meshalach veino loki. He says no. Even though you may have taken it while the mother's there, you could still send the mother away. And then that will prevent you from getting any malchus. So that's a machlokus in the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Chulin. So the Gemara says, Zeh klal, this is the rule. Kol mitzvah lo sase sheyesh bo kumase ein chayav maleh. Like what we've been saying. Any lav shenitek lase, a lav that has a way to fix it after the fact with that ase, and there's no malchus. Like nosar is a lav to leave it over, but you burn it is the ase to fix it, so there's no lav. Or there's no malchus, I should say. So here's another example. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, on this Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan comments, Ein lanu, elazos, vodachers. The only example we have is this Mishnah of Shluach HaKan, and one other one. It doesn't tell us what the other one is, but there's only one other one, he says. So Gemara says, Amar le Rabbi Lazar, heicha, where's that other one? I want to know what that other source is. Amar le, lechi tishchach, when you find it, you'll know. Nothik, dak vashkach, he did some research, went through all the different Mishnahs, and went through the Brises. The sign of the Brisa says, Ones Shagirish Shagirish, a person who raped another woman, and he's supposed to, we saw the other day, he has to marry her, and he divorces her anyways. Im Yisrael, who if the Ones, the Manis, is a Yisrael, Machzer, he can remarry her. A person can remarry his Grusha. A person divorces a woman, he could always remarry her. If she, however, while being divorced, marries somebody else, then he can never, that's an Isser called Nachzir Grusha, so that's remarrying the divorcee when she was with another man in the middle. Which part?
If she remarries someone else.
If they remarry each other, an Isser for both of them, both parties. So if it's a Yisrael, though, and she didn't marry anybody else in the interim, so he can remarry her. So we say, Machzir Enoloka, remarry her, and there's no Malkus, because that's a Torah says if a person's Ma'anes, a woman, you have to get married to her. However, Im Kohen, who, if the Ma'anes is a Kohen, and we know that a Kohen cannot marry Grusha, even his own Grusha, once a Kohen divorces his wife, they can never, ever get remarried. So since he can't get remarried, Hu Loka Vein Machzir, he gets Malkus, and he doesn't, he's not able to return back. So this is the other example that Rabbi Yochanan was referring to of where there's an assay after the los assay. That again, kol mitzvah los assay sheyesh by kuma assay afterwards. If there's an assay to fix the lav, ain chayav min Allah, you don't get malchus. That's the second example.
So is Rabbi Yochanan saying there's only two cases of lav shenita klasei?
At this stage, yes. Okay. Right now, at this stage.
We've said many cases, so it's a little strange.
Exactly. The Gemara later on the bottom is going to say that's the only one we have, and they're going to bring a whole list of other ones. Okay. The Gemara says now, so according to this, this all makes sense if you say the one kaimo versus not kaimo. So what does that mean? So let's look at Rashi here. So Rashi explains, look at five lines up from the bottom. Hanich l'man detani lo kaimo loke. If a person didn't get married to right away, he gets malchus. Mishkachas be malchus belo kaimo. So you get malchus whenever he did not fulfill the act of marrying her, you get malchus, or he didn't fulfill the act of sending off the mother bird, he gets malchus. Ella leman detani bitlu v'lo bitlu, the one who holds the only time in asay, a lav shenitek l'asay, will result in malchus, is only if somehow you could mivatel, cancel out the asay. Right till, you know, what? So that could be. So Gemara is going to go through. Let's see. So Gemara explained very good. Bishma gavi shlucha kan mishkachas. So in that case, we could conceive in a situation where you can be mevatel the asay. How so? So says Rashi. Where's that Rashi here? Kisha shachta. Rashi says if you shech the mother bird, you can't send it away anymore. Ela ones bitlu v'lo bitlu hecha mishkachas. How do you have this case? So you suggested one. Let's see what the Gemara says. So person's ma'anes, so that's a regular Yisrael right now. For some reason, the Gemara is not addressing a Kohen, I don't know why, but it's a very good question. But let's say for Yisrael, how could Yisrael ever, who's ma'anes somebody else, how could he ever get malchus? So how do you have a bittel? He just always remarry her. Eg de katla, if he kills her, so come lay with the rabbi minay. So then he gets killed himself, and then look at Rashi. Rashi says, misa vein ba malchus. He gets the misa, and there's no malchus. He should get malchus, but the misa trumps it. That's the greater punishment. It can't be a case where he kills her. So Amar Rav Simi Michozna Kigon Shekibul Al Kedushin Me'acher. She gets married to somebody else. That's how you find the case.
That's if, not his doing that. Then it's like an onus case.
It's very good.
Like if she dies.
It's a great question. Mm-hmm. In the end, it doesn't make a difference though. Yeah.
He was Mekabel Al Kedushin.
He was on her behalf.
He was Mekabel with Kedusha.
Ah, that's how you have to say it. Oh, very good. Yeah. So in light of your question, Shekibel, he, Kibel la Kedusha me'acha, that he accepted, he was a shleach for, very good. So that's how the Gemara explains it. Then, Amar Rav, Rav says, Ishav yasa shleach, if he's the one who appointed the shleach, in light of that point, Ihi kamivalila. So if she made him her shleach, remember, he can't marry her off without her consent. So the woman here appoints the ma'anis to be her shliach to marry somebody else. He's just carrying out shlichus. It's not his doing, even in that case. So he shouldn't be responsible for that. And he lo shvis shliach. And if he wasn't appointed shliach and went off on his own to go marry her to some other man, kol kimini v'lo klum. He has no right to marry some man for this woman. So that can't be the situation. So where's their case where the Ma'anis himself was mevatel the asay, in which case he'll get malchus? So Ella Amar of Simi Minahardo Kigon Shedira Berabim, he took a nether in the public that he's not going to marry her. That's what he did. Gemara says, okay, Hanich L'man Damer, that makes sense. The one who says nether Shehud De Berabim Ein Lo Hafara, If a person makes a public nether, you cannot undo it. You're stuck forever. But if you hold El Man Damar Yesh Lo Afar, that you can undo it, Ma'ikla Meimar, there's no bittul there, because you could always undo that. So that's not considered bittul. So Gemara says, no, the Madir Allah Al Das Rabbim, where he was madir her with the consent of the Rabbim. And once you have the consent of the Rabbim, there's no way of getting everyone's approval to undo that nether. You say, I'm making a nether, and we're on das everybody else here, which means the only way I could undo the nether is if I go to every single person in the world, or whatever the Rabbim is, and ask them to agree to be mocha that, which is a impossibility the Gemara suggests. Damar Amemar, Amemar says, Hilchasa, the bottom line is, nether shehudar b'rabim, yesh lahafara. But if it's al das Rabbim, ain lahafara. So that's a situation where this individual, the manis, can be mevatel, the possibility of ever remarrying her, in which case, he'll get makkel. So you have still a good question. Why don't we create the case of a kohen? So I'm not sure. Where? That was part of that was the brisa. But we're trying to figure out within a Yisrael how we could create it. So I'm not sure why the Gemara didn't say. Maybe the Gemara wanted to know. Because the case of a Kohen is not really an Aseh. It's not really a Lav Shinitek L'Aseh for him. It's just a Lav for him. Mm-hmm. We're trying to create a situation where there is an Aseh, which would only be relevant for Yisrael. When can we even be Mevatel that Aseh? So that's why probably the Gemara was going through this track. Either way, those are the two, as you had asked, Yaakov, the two cases that we have a Lav Shinitek L'Aseh. But we had so many other ones. And the Gemara asks, Vesulo, Vesuleka, there are no more, only those two, Zos, Vod Acheres. V'ha'ika, aren't there many others? And the Gemara quotes in the parentheses, the simon, the mnemonic here, Gezel, Mashko, Nupeya. And we're going to go through each one by one now. Gezel, D'rachman, Amar, Lo, Sigzel. There's an Isser, D'raisa, to steal, of course. V'heshev, Sagzela, you return it back. So, that's an example. And Mashko, D'rachman, Amar, Lo, Savo, El, Beso, Lavo, Tavoto. When it comes to an Amana, you shouldn't go to her house and take some collateral. But if you do, Hashev, Tashivlo, return it back, Havot. Givar Shemesh, when the sun comes. Umishkachas, so those are two examples. And we also could find situations where it could result in a lav, in malchus rather. Because we're trying to find examples of a lav hanitek la'aseh, that you could get rid of the aseh and have it result in malchus. So these are two examples that we just brought. And you can find the case of Mishkachas lav, b'kaimo v'lo kaimo, u'bitlu v'lo bitlu. You could find scenarios that both opinions will say it can result in a malchus. And Rashi explains, does he give examples how this can be? Let's see. Rashi says, how could you be bittul by mashko? And you could burn it. You burn the collateral, so you can't return it anymore. So that's an example. And you burn the gzeil, you can't return it anymore. So there's a way, so it will not lead to an aseh, and it will result in malchus. So why did Rabbi Yochanan leave these two off the list? Rashi says what? He doesn't. He says by mashkon but lechor that would apply to gzeila as well.
What?
It's a good point. The machlok is how that works exactly. If you can't return it be'en, how do you view that form of payment of tashlumim? Is that in place of v'heishiv as gzeila, or is that now a second type of? But you're right. Either way, you don't get malchus for that. So what's the example for gzeila then of bittel? Rashi doesn't tell us.
But burning it does work. Whatever it was, you destroyed it.
Right, but what Sheldon's saying, but you still have to pay back the money, the value of it.
But that's what the Gemara asks next.
I think that's what the Gemara says. That's why it's different. It's a different category. That's what the Gemara is about to answer, I think. But in terms of the bittul here, what the Masifta says, not that it's always right, but the Masifta says the case of burning also applies to gzela. I think that's the Gemara answers, you think, yeah? Let's see. Let's see what the Gemara says. Could be right, actually. Gemara says, no, hasam came in the chai b'tashlumim ain loka mishalim. So since he's a chiv to pay, so there's a chiv to pay, you don't get malchus and tashlumim. Meaning what the Gemara is assuming here is that really when you burn it, you really should get malchus. Now you have malchus, but you have another chiv of being mazik, his mashkon, mazik, his gezel, the chefza that he burnt. So that's now a new chiv of tashlumim. So now you have two things to pay, malchus and tashlumim. So lemaisa, you're not getting malchus. In theory, there should be malchus because you're mevatel, the aseh of returning it. But since there's also an additional tashlumim, and the klal is whenever there's Mamon and Malkus, we say, ain't no loke, but yet you mishalim. So that's why this is not one of the examples, because in Lamaisa, you don't get Malkus. Very good. Okay, fine. So, now what you see from this Gemara, by the way, just for those who are keeping track here, actually, I don't want to go off tangent. Let's go right through. And last line, the Gemara says, Maskivla, Rebbe Zeira, Ha'ik mashkono shel ger, umeis ha-ger. So let's say you take the collateral of the ger, and he dies, in which case there's no one to pay back to. A ger she'ain lo yorshin, let's say. So there's no yorshin, so then who are you to pay back? So the gazlan, he keeps the money, because it's now it's hefker. So what's the issue with this now? So the Gemara says, Hus, so that's a case where since there's no tashlumim, no one to pay to, then there should be malkos. It's so,
honest.
Sorry?
It's an honest case. It's
not, so you were saying he was not mivatel it. Yeah. No, this case he was, because let's say he burnt it. Tashlumim was a p'tur for his bittul. This he was mivatel biyadayim. So he got off the hook when he had the opportunity to pay. But here there's no opportunity to pay, so he should get malkos. So gzeilas ger, should mivatel that he's burned, he should get malkos and should have been on the list. Should be the third example. Gemara says no. Hasam gaver bar tashlumim hu. The guy really owes payment to the ger. Vishibudu the ger hu the kapaka. But he got lucky that again there's no chiv malkus. Even though in theory there was, there's a chiv tashlumim. That chiv tashlumim erases the malkus. The maisi doesn't pay tashlumim because there's no one to pay to anymore. But that doesn't say that the malkus now come back into play anymore. V'ha ika peya. What about peya? The Rachmana Amar Lo Sichla Peas Sadecha and Vechule. The Gemara said, the pasuk says, Peas Sadecha Bekutrecha. You have to leave over the corners of the field. La Ani La Ger Tazov Osam. You have to leave them over. So, guy, you can't cut the corners. But let's say a person does cut the corners, you can still fix it by leaving the cut wheat for the ani. So that's a lav hanitik lase. You could fix it by leaving the cut wheat. So the mishkach is l'bakayim of l'kayim of bitlo v'l'bitlo. You could also create a situation of being mevatel it. Let's hear what the Gemara quotes in the Mishnah, which says the Tanan mitzas peya lahafrish min hakama. You're supposed to leave it while they're still standing. Lo hifrish min hakama. Let's say you don't separate it and you cut your entire field, you could still be mafrish min haomrim as you bundle them up together. If you're lo hifrish min haomrim, you don't leave over in the corner of the bundles mafrish min hakri. Now you pile everything out together. These piles, you could leave it over even though it's in a big pile. Adshel meireach. Let's say before you, after you collected it, you would smooth the top of it, this pile. So let's say you didn't smooth the top of it, you could still separate it from the kri. Mircha, if you separated it now, once that stage happens of meiruach, there's a chi meiser now. Mm-hmm. So with the chi meiser, now you have to first be maaser. You take the tenth off and give it to the levi, and then nosin lo. Then you give him peah after you've taken meiser. So we see kribi shmal the maaf mafresh min haisa. So he holds, Rabbi Shmuel holds, even you could separate from the, that's the answer already. Okay, hold on before I get to Rabbi Shmuel. So what's the question from here? So here you have, so if you look at Rashi, how are you mishkachas, look at Rashi four lines down. Mishkachas la bidlu, how are you mevatel peya? Kigon shetochan es achitin, you grind them together. Desu la lesle likuma lase sharek kanan bishinai. There's a halacha, the Gemara in Baba Kama talks about this, and the Gemara in Sukkah. If a person does a shinoi, a guy steals it, and he changes something to that object, he now is kone that object. Okay? So now he ground it, so he changed the form, it's shinoi, he's kone b'shinoi. So now he has no obligation to return it anymore, he owns it. So now he's suck, he's mevatel it. So if he's mevatel the tazov osam, he can't return it anymore because now it's shinoi kone, so that he should get malchus for lo sichla, for not leaving over a corner.
Is it any kind of shinoi?
Has to be significant. The Gemara is above a kind of talk about
improvement.
That's fine. Most of the time, it is improvement. Grinding is considered improvement because right. It gets you a step closer. It doesn't have to be a worse shinoi. Gemara says, okay, so how do you get around this? So Gemara says, no, could Rabbi Yishmael, Damar af mafrish min ha'isa. He holds, even if you ground it, and even if you made it into dough, you could still be mafrish it. He holds, he doesn't explain why, but maybe shinoi doesn't kona in general, or maybe just this particular application. Either way, there's always a way to fix peah. You can always return it, and there is no situation where you can be mevatel it. So Gemara says, well, no, not true. Uli Rabbi Yishmal, nami mishkachas, I could create a situation of bittel. Dachisa, let's say he ate it. I took it, I ground it, I made it, and then I ate it. So now what? I violated the Isra, I certainly can't return that anymore. So there's bittel. If there's bittel of the assay, there should be malchus and the lo sichle. Elazos viod acheres, aha. You know when Rabbi Yochanan said the Zos V'od Acheres? It was initial case, first one, which is talking about the Shulach HaKan. And the Ona Cheres was actually this case of Peya. Ah, what about the case of the Ones? Of Ones? Lo. Why not? We said before, the Yisrael who's Ma'anes a woman and takes a Neder Barabim or Al Das Rabim, so he can never remarry her. So that's also a Bitl Aseh. Says the Gemara, Val Ones Lo, Deheicha Amrina Al Das Rabim, Ein Lo Hafara. When do we say when a person takes a Neder on the Das the Rabim, he doesn't get a Hafara? It's only the Dvar Rishus, if he needs to undo it for a voluntary Maisa. Aval Dvar Mitzvah, Yeshul Hafar. If he needs to undo it for the purpose of a mitzvah, then even though the neder was taken al das rabim, he does have hayafara. So there's no situation by the ones that he's stuck forever. He could always undo it.
Does that clear it for all usage then, or only for that mitzvah? If he does for the neder, he's not going to need meat.
Okay.
And then he has to do it for a mitzvah. So then, does it clear it for everything, or only for the mitzvah?
Oh, see, once a neder is batel, it's batel legamer. So the Gemara says, gives an example. Kihod hahu makre dardaki, a certain teacher to kids, tali pashib yunuke. He once hit a kid, and he knows he shouldn't have done that. He lost his temper. So as a result of that, Rav Acha. So Rav Acha made him take a neder al das rabim to never teach again. And ahadre Ravina deleshakech didaike kivase. Somewhat of a controversial Gemara here. Ravina said that no, he undid the neder because you can't find a better teacher than that. And I'm not saying if a guy's a good teacher, even though he hits the kids, we should let him be a teacher. But either way, we see from this Gemara at least, for the davar mitzvah of teaching the children how to properly read, we were able to undo the neder even though it was a neder al das rabim. So too, when the ma'anis takes a neder al das rabim not to marry her, and we can undo it in order for him to fulfill the mitzvah that the Torah tells him he has to stay married to this woman. Okay. Mar now says two dots. Va'ochel, nevelos, v'trefel, shkotzen, v'ramotzen. We had a whole list of various lavim in the Mishnah a few days ago that one would get malchus for. So Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Hai man, de'ochel, be'nasa. A person eats a certain type of bug that's found in the Bay Karva. So the loch is malkin le mishum sheret hasheret al haretz. He gets malchus because he violates the lav. Hasheret hasheret al haretz. There's an animal that crawls on the ground. The pasuk says, Lo yechel, you can't eat it. So that's why there's one set of malchus. Then the Gemara says, Ahu dachel benasa de bekarba v'nagir Rav Yehuda. Once there was such a case that Rav Yehuda gave malchus to such an individual for eating this bug. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Achel potisa, pertaining to potisa. What's a potisa? Rashi says, Bola sheret hamayim. There's a bug that's found in the water. So let's see, he swallows that. So the loch is loka arba. He gets four sets of lashes. Why? So Rashi explains. If you look at loka arba, Rashi says, Shnei lavin ksuvim b'sher tamayim. When it comes to an animal, a bug or a rodent that's in the water, echad b'toras kohanim v'echad mishne Torah. Two different Torahs. So those are two different sets of lavin. U'shnei lavin ksuvim b'sher tam. And there's generic lav that's mentioned in those contexts as well. It says, Al tishaksus nafshoseichem b'chol asher tashoreitz v'lo titamu b'hem. Umashma bein sheret tamayim bein sheret aretz harei arba. Those are four sets of malchus. Now the Gemara continues. Let's say he eats a nimla. What's a nimla? Right, an ant of some sort. He's loke chamesh. He gets five sets of lashes. Why? Mishum the four that we mentioned above, and mishum a fifth one. Mishum sheret hasheret al aretz, because it's an animal that crawls on the ground. So Rashi says, look at Rashi. What's going on here? Nimla bala nimla chaya, a live one. Whole Ubiria Shlema, it's a complete, since it's alive and it's one entity, we view this as a Biria. Achilasa Becholshu, Veloka Chamish, what are the five? Shnei Alavim Ksuvim Besheret Stam Kimoshi Parashi, the two general Lavim we mentioned above. Ushlo Shalavim Haksuvim Besheret Haaretz, Betaras Kwanim. It says a Lav of a Sheret on the ground three different times, so those are additional three sets of Lavim. And then finally, the Gemara says here in this list, Tzira, which is what, maybe a hornet of some sort, something that flies. So, loke, what did it say?
Hornet.
Did it say hornet, yeah? Loke, sheish, you get six sets, mishum, sheret, oh, an additional one of what we mentioned above, and also a sixth set of them for one that flies, an iserlav of a sheret, oh, that flies around. Okay. Amar Rav Achai, Hamashahis, in the cave of a person who holds back from going to the bathroom when he needs to go, over mishum, lo tishaksu. There's an Isser involved in that, based on this pasuk, it's an Esmachta, could be Deraisa, according to some. Amra Bibi Barabai Haiman Deshasi Bekarna De Umna, who person who drinks out of the what do they call this? The blood letters were used to draw the blood. What would they? Is there an English translation for this?
Say blood letters
tube. Tube. Okay. It's tube. So it's tube he would use. Mm-hmm. A person who drinks from that tube. Ka'avar mishum lo tishaksu. That's also anything you do that's disgusting. Whether it means not going to the bathroom or means drinking from something disgusting, that's a violation of lo tishaksu. Amar Rava says by Rav Huna, risek tisha nimalin. Person crushes 9 ants. So it's no longer a birya. V'hevi ach echad chayim. Brings 1 live ant. V'shlimam l'kazayis. Now he's got a total of 10 ants together, which amount to a kazayis. Loka shisha. He gets 6 sets of lashes. Chamesh mishum birya. 5 because of birya, like we mentioned above. A live animal, a live sheretz. They're 5. V'echad mishum kazayis nevelam. He also had a total of kazayis and eating a nevela. These animals are also nevela. They weren't shechted. There's no shechita for them. So there's an isser for nevela. So those are 6 sets of malchus this person gets.
Why do you assume they need shechita? Let's say we don't say fish need shechita.
Right. Right. So it could be. So nevela may not necessarily be anything that lacks shechita, but anything that's just dead that you can't eat. So Gemara says, Rava Amar Rabbi Yochanan Afilu Shnayim. Who? No. He thinks you only need 9 and the live one. You could have 2 dead ones and 1 live one that also is going to accomplish the same point here. So Rashi just explained if one is very big, so then that could you could have the same thing. And if Yosef takes it a step further, Amar Afilu Echad, who even 1 dead one, 1 live one also works. V'lo pliki, there's no machlokas here. Ha biravrive ha bezuche. One's talking about a very large ant and one's talking about a smaller ant. Okay. We did a lot today. Let's see. Maybe we should we stop here? Let's stop here. I think we did a lot. I think we're overloaded. Fine.